Hi, I'm Jenga Satir, Program Director of IBM's Social Content Management Products and Strategy, and today I'm joined by James Watson, President of DocuLabs. James and I wanted to start things off today by talking about how social networking and the social user experience in general is really transforming the corporate world. For example, how we communicate, how we work, and really the opportunities that social content applications can enable for today's businesses.
Jenga, you're absolutely right, and I look forward to this conversation with you. Social content applications are definitely deriving benefits for many of our clients. At DocuLabs, we consistently see new innovative approaches where clients are leveraging both legacy content as well as socially generated content, and it really has become critical to their ability to innovate in the near future.
So, James, what we've been hearing from our customers is that, you know, this consistent mantra around, you know, they realize there is this huge potential upside to improving productivity as well as, you know, this an opportunity to kind of bolster their competitive position. And a fairly common theme we also hear is, you know, one where, you know, these same organizations not only want to intuitively embed social elements in their applications, but they also want to leverage their existing content management investments to help protect their corporate assets while maintaining a single source of the truth.
Jenga, I think you're spot on. You know, how do we bridge the past and the future? The past being content that we've invested to build that single source of truth, perspectives about clients, key elements that our customer service reps have captured. How do we use that content as well as encouraging, you know, field salespeople, service folks to put their two cents in via, you know, social components? And I think really this is the opportunity for the corporations that we advise, you know, how do they extend the collaborative process outside of the corporate walls, effectively, you know, extending, you know, their world to the suppliers, partners, and ultimately, I think, the customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is definitely really interesting that you're hearing that's a, you know, similar type of thing. So would you say that it's, you know, fairly common that these, you know, same companies or your clients, your customers are turning to these social applications as a preferred way to kind of share knowledge and exchange information and really kind of collaborate on strategies both inside and outside the firewall?
It's interesting you use the word preferred. I would say that the employees, this is much more of a grassroots type of capability where you and I as consumers are exposed to social capabilities as heads of household or, you know, family members, community members, but as corporate employees, I think we're pushing our organizations faster than they're ready to be pushed. But in the end, I do think when we get some of these governance questions answered so that corporations feel that they can let the employees and their partners and customers interact socially, but also address the governance and compliance needs, once we get those things tied out, I think the opportunity is huge.
I couldn't agree more. So, you know, for many of our listeners out there who have significant investments around their content assets today through their existing enterprise, you know, infrastructure and platform, I know, for example, you know, we have, you know, thousands of longstanding IBM customers who certainly have, you know, stored business critical documents and business processes contained in their enterprise content repositories like IBM FileNet. So certainly it does make good business sense to, you know, leverage those assets by, you know, enabling access to that content, you know, from the context of a social community, if you will. So, you know, giving both the general business user as well as kind of the information worker the best of both worlds, I like to say.
Yeah, I think you're right. We use we try to distinguish between two forms of collaboration, the first being document-centric collaboration, and the second being conversation-centric collaboration. And, you know, that's a bit of semantics, but the words are chosen carefully. I think the center of the universe for a group of people in older kind of collaboration paradigms was a document, a deliverable, versus in many work groups today, it's a series of tweets and posts and forums and votes and thumbs up and thumbs downs, it's activity streams, it's profiles. And the amalgamation of these social elements is really what makes our ability to collaborate in a different way somewhat unique and exciting. I think the challenge comes from organizations understanding what these use cases are and harnessing for, you know, specific applications.
So do you feel like they're also starting to look at kind of ways to augment, you know, kind of the general purpose, you know, social content use cases as well with kind of more industry-specific content applications that, you know, might be centered around, you know, workforce optimization or, you know, case or project management, things of that nature?
Yeah, I do. I think you've got some kind of horizontal apps or scenarios or use cases, so agent enablement, customer service, product research, ideation is a popular one, expertise management. Another one that we work with a client on right now is, you know, RFP response teams. And so these are all kind of horizontal, meaning they cut across a lot of industries. And then, of course, you see within industry, you know, different spins on some common themes. So we have clients in the health insurance space that are trying to put together wellness communities that would provide rich content a la, you know, a portal-like experience for you and I as employees of, you know, major corporations to come in and get tips on diabetes or weight loss. But the real interesting stuff actually comes from our peers when you and I contribute what worked for us on our diet or our you know, our dental issues that we all have, and you learn tips and tricks and people comment and perhaps we compete and we brag about things. And that social experience for very specific vertical applications and vertical industries is starting to manifest itself in some exciting opportunities. For me, I think it's those corporations that can create those vertical use cases and be the early adopters that are going to get the recognition and hopefully the affinity from the clients they serve.
I think you're right on. And really, we're kind of seeing, you know, some similar trends with our customers in that they're, you know, using our, you know, end-to-end social content management product for kind of the general business user. However, for more advanced kind of, you know, scenarios or use cases for, you know, the information worker, they're extending, you know, our social platform, social content platform, to include things like case management to address kind of complex workflows or business processes, you know, embedding social elements as part of those content applications, such as presence awareness. And, you know, the idea that you can, you know, instantly connect, you know, to the right expertise, you know, for with the content producers in order to kind of, you know, rapidly, you know, see a case through to its approvals and its final stages is really kind of key for a lot of businesses.
Well, that notion of case management that IBM's introduced on top of its industrial strength content management capabilities has been an interesting dynamic. And particularly when you think about some of the social use cases, a great one is a customer service example. So my son and daughter might choose to tweet or post on a corporate blog the issues they have with a product or service and, you know, how that corporation uses that response and kicks off a customer service process to get resolution, maybe a call back, an email back, requirements gathering to figure out what had happened and diagnose the problem. I think there's a lot of consumers out there that are going to choose these communication mediums to interact with their suppliers. And the challenge is we can get the response, we can initiate communications via these channels, but to see the transaction through or the resolution all the way through requires things like case management. And this is really the stitching that's going to make it exciting as we bridge both, you know, traditional content and process automation with, you know, the social use cases we've been discussing.
Now, those are actually really great examples, and we've heard some of those examples as well. You know, the beauty of kind of what, you know, IBM has to offer is, you know, certainly a single vendor solution, you know, where you can have, you know, a simple and engaging social experience and still maintain, you know, easy access to enterprise content. You know, and that we hear that over and over again, you know, with, you know, certainly without having to kind of sacrifice any of the rich and powerful content features that are needed also by kind of the higher end users, you know, the more advanced kind of information workers as well. So James, we've talked about a few different social content application examples today. So what I wanted to do now is just spend a few moments in the remaining time we have to share an example from one of our social content customers. So, you know, we have a longstanding kind of customer in the manufacturing space that has an extensive enterprise content library, truly millions of business critical documents that they've collected in our content solution. And until recently, only a portion of their employees had access to this wealth of information. And now, you know, with the inclusion of our social solution throughout their company, every single employee is engaged in socially sharing ideas and content. And anyone who has the need and authority to access that content, they can add to their enterprise content system with ease. And certainly that is a solution that works for them. And really, the same customer is doing something also kind of, you know, probably not unique, but definitely very interesting in that they are using rich media, specifically videos, to enhance and extend their employee training. As you know, storage and management of videos, high-resolution graphics, and audio recordings can be quite demanding. These files can be huge and usually, put quite a load on most systems. Yet our way of communicating and sharing ideas is increasingly becoming much more visual, and for them, it just works. So, you know, we're really kind of excited about, you know, what IBM has to bring to the table and in this space, and certainly, you know, how it's helping our customers be more productive, more effective, and leverage their existing kind of content investments that they have.
And Jengis, I like those examples you gave, and maybe I'll summarize this session by highlighting some of the key learnings that we've derived from working with clients on a number of engagements in the social space. Number one, you know, social content really is something that needs to be shared, and it's a credible means to increase knowledge and help everybody gain expertise that they historically haven't really had access to. Number two, and something we didn't touch on yet, but think about the metrics. You need to understand, you know, the levels of participation, who's contributing, and track those over time. Because as you build online communities and try to interject content into this social experience, you certainly need to ensure consumption is taking place. And then also find out, number three, what the likely implications are to customer or employee satisfaction. Some of the softer benefits there might be tougher to measure, but at least if you can get indicative sorts of testimonials and things or examples, that will help build the case to gain follow-on investment. And number four, and something we see again and again in our practice, is, you know, build a plan, a multi-year, multi-step plan that you can socialize with senior management, keeping that drumbeat alive, and of course, you know, continuing to garner the requisite investments. And then the last but not least, think about the end-to-end process. So it's you know, one part social, one part collaboration, one part content, historical content. And when we add governance to that, and we think we've got a set of powerful tools that enables corporations to engage with their clients and their supply chain partners. And so I'm going to wrap up by thanking Jengis and also encouraging any of the listeners to go to either ibm.com/social or doculabs.com. Alternatively, Jengis Satir is CENGIZ_SATIR at us.ibm.com, or me, James Watson, JWATSON at Doculabs, DOCULABS.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for their time.
James, thank you. It was a great conversation, and hopefully folks enjoyed listening to this, and certainly reach out to James or myself. Thanks again for your time and attention, and we look forward to addressing your social content needs. Good day.